What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jess are in the house. What's up, Big O?
Oh, gosh, Jess, you smell an awful lot like flowers.
Well, that's because I'm smoking wild hemps.
What?
They finally did it. They made Sig Weed. One of the guys from the house band rolled through, and he's like, yo, you got to try this. So, all right, without further ado, here it goes after all these years. Sig Weed.
Sig Weed.
So how you been, man? How's things been going since the last episode?
Been trolling, been rolling, getting things going. How's that Sig Weed tasting?
Tastes very weedy. I will say that. Yeah, it kind of tastes like I just, you know, unpacked a cigarette and then stuffed it with weed. much as you might expect, it's great.
So I kind of expect it to be wonderful, but is it wonderful?
Well, I just started, so I think I should probably keep going on this while we talk, and then I'll give you kind of a play-by-play since today is game day, and you know, my team is currently getting its ass kicked. It's hard to be a Bears fan, but fuck it, I've hung in there.
On a plus note, you heard about that fan in Chicago last week's game with Aaron Rodgers, flipping him off, everyone telling him nasty things in the stands, and he's yelling out, I own you. But now he is a complete moron and should be higher and holier than thou.
I believe a lot of things about that guy. Like, he's the proud owner of a massive dildo collection. you know, that he slept with all of his teammates. But the fact that he owns that house, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a tradition to flip off Aaron Rodgers there. I'm like, if he's not getting flipped off, like, then I would worry, because that means nobody fucking cares anymore. You're on your way out.
So let's be honest about this whole situation. I'm not arguing the fact that fans don't do things and people say things or whatnot. But if someone comes back at you and attacks you, you deserve it. I mean, you're the one calling him out on the fucking field, flipping him off, calling him a dirty asshole, you know, don't deserve this, all this other shit, and he's going to speak out against you? I mean, come on. Come on, really? And it's a free world, it's a free country, you can say whatever you want, but hey, guess what? So can the other guy.
That must have been a new fan, because there's no way, like, any, like, person that's been in there for the long haul is going to bitch and complain like that. Like, that's how it goes. Like, you flip him off, you call him a fag, and then, you know, he responds, and it's, you know, that's how the game goes. That's how the rivalry goes. But nobody fucking bitches. Nobody complains. Like,
well, it wasn't a fan complaining. It was the news reports. So, you know, reporter caught this, and so now it's so trivial about, oh, he shouldn't have done this to a fan because he's a sports person. Remember the time when Charles Barkley threw someone out of a window?
Yeah, was that Shaq?
I mean, for fuck's sakes, right? He's not someone that you should mentor by any means. He plays sports. But if you do, understand this. He's human. You say some shit to a fucking tall guy that lifts weights, guess what? They're going to fight back eventually.
No, it's like, fuck that. Understand that if you're going to watch sports, that it's part of the game. It was a female reporter, right?
More likely. Either that or one
you
of
know
the cancel
what I mean?
Culture.
Like, yeah, fuck that. Like, if cancel culture starts to ruin, like, fucking sports rivalries, that's on some next level bullshit. That's the way the fucking game is played. That's the way the fucking, that's the point. That's the point, yeah, of fucking going and fucking yelling and, you know what I mean? It's
fucking snapping people with wet towels in the locker room, putting fucking icy hot on their balls. Wait, what?
So just me.
Did I say too much there? So,
like, was it just me? No? No? All right. Cool.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a whole culture when you're playing sports. You know, the fans, you know, yelling profanities, you know. But understand this as a fan. You're out there and you're yelling at somebody. You're saying some shit. believe you me, he's got a lot more money and he's going to come back at you a lot harder. So, you know, don't be shocked when it happens. Just expect it.
Exactly. These are not fucking school teachers, ladies and gentlemen. These are fucking athletes, fucking professional jocks.
Okay. I wouldn't even say professional. Some of them are fucking criminal.
Paid jocks.
Thank you. I mean, just look at Hernandez. I mean, fucking before he died, you know, he killed people. You're going to really flip him off on the field?
Right? Like Ray Lewis. You're going to walk up to that guy and go, hey, killer. Oh, wait.
Well, he did find Jeebus. Oh, good little Jeebus. You know, these people, you know, they're teenagers or young kids that are affluent in money now. You know, they got skills that aren't really shown on the field. So if they know somebody and they can do certain stuff, why would you poke a bear with a stick?
Right? It's like walking into a fucking into a place where they practice martial arts and trying to pick a fight with somebody. You know, like,
do you know anything like that?
Bruce Lee, but other than what I saw in movies, no.
Liar. Yeah, it's so fucking counterintuitive when you think about it. I mean, and I'm not judging anybody by any means. I sit down on the couch and I'm yelling profanities left and right at the TV, you know, and the hate that I have for certain players and whatnot. But you know what? When it comes down at like the Aaron end of Rogers. The game, they're people, you know, and I look at them as a person, you know, and I realize that what I'm portraying them as in my head is just something for a short term. But they go home to their wife, to their kids, to their boyfriend in prison, and they have their own life. So, you know, you have to keep that in retrospect.
And when I first heard about the whole, you know, Aaron Rodgers thing, granted, the first thing that came to my mind was, haha, bitch. But no, I mean, I'm just like, I really fucking hate that guy. Fuck him. But then after that, the follow up thought was like, that's fucking stupid. Like, why the fuck would anybody complain about that?
Do you hate him because of the discount double check that you didn't get, or is it because he's sleeping with Danica Patrick?
Because he plays for Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Brett Favre either. I didn't even like him when he left Green Bay. He was on Minnesota. Well, I mean, didn't make any better. He went to Minnesota, so they're still, you know, in the Bears division, so I still didn't care for him. But, okay, so, like, the Lakers, I'm a Lakers fan, so the Celtics-Lakers rivalry.
Yes.
I don't like any Celtic, and like I don't even like them when they come to play for the Lakers. I wish they had gone somewhere else. Like Rondo, every time he scores, I'm like, I get happy because we get points, but then I'm like,
fuck you, Rondo.
I'm like, Celtic. I'm like, And people were asking me, they're like, oh, what if it was, you know, Kyrie Irving played there. I'm like, no, he didn't start there. He started somewhere else and then went there. And then, so I'm like, if they just, you know, make a, you know, pit stop, it's cool. But otherwise, nah, they started there. Nah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's how I feel about, you know, the Chargers moving from San Diego and going to fucking LA. Nah, I really don't care about them anymore. Fuck Spanos. Fuck him and his millionaire fucking ass for taking my team out of the town I grew up in as a child and taking anything that I loved ever, except for my wife and my kids, away from me.
Right? I mean, when people got broken up when the Lakers, when the Raiders took a hike and they went up to Oakland and then people were bitching. I'm like, who the fuck cares? And then they came back here and the same thing. I'm like, who the fuck cares? And then they move out to Vegas and people got all sad again. And I'm like,
who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I'm like, maybe you guys should just go fucking join them.
Well, see, they seem to be the only team that can keep fans on a high level base, you know, move from town to township. Maybe because they're just dressing the way they do in their football pads and going out like pirates.
Yeah, because that's what Cholo's like.
Cholo life.
It's like the the Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. It's like outfitting the hood since the 1990.
Lowriders since 1980.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah, you can't go anywhere in the hood without seeing like their fucking logo everywhere.
And what's the ultimate icon of the Raiders back in the day, back in the 90s, the 80s?
Oh, that fucking skull and crossbone, like the pirate with the helmet on it or some shit.
Close, but no, Tecmo Bowl. How many times have you won the Super Bowl and Tecmo Bowl with the Raiders only? I mean, come on. The Browns couldn't get there even. Yeah, that was the thing back in the day, Tecmo Bowl. I mean, that, you know, you play every single team and you find their advantages on the slight, just playing that stupid little 32-bit screen, you know, and then you figure out that the Raiders are the only ones that could take you all the way.
I won the Super Bowl with the Bears for that one because it was in 85. So it had the 85 team, so I already had the cheat code unlocked.
Up, down, left, right, start, maybe.
So yeah, no, just playing with the Bears from 85, like the team was all stacked. Peyton was on it, and so yeah, it had like four run plays or three run plays and one pass play.
The fridge taking it for the touchdown.
So the the going back to the fucking whole what's his fucking bitch face? With the fan yelling at, or the Rogers reporting, yeah, that bitch. with the reporter, I think it's fucking cancel culture creeping up in some fucking shit where it's not needed and really doesn't belong. And I really hope that it fucking doesn't get out of hand and start ruining fucking sports.
Well, it's already starting to ruin Netflix. I mean, I hope it doesn't, but I mean, they're protesting out there once again. I know we're trying to talk about sports, but the whole fucking Chappelle thing's coming right back. Even though he's explaining his side of what he was saying and how it was taken out of context, even though he kind of apologizes but doesn't really apologize, even though he's making context and jokes about certain things, they still want to take down Netflix for airing this show that he recently did, and it makes no goddamn sense. You know what? If you want to complain and argue, but don't take down a whole fucking studio to try to get your point across because nobody else agrees with you. I've been looking online at these posts, and everybody's on the side of Chappelle or Netflix, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know, there's some voices out there that have some points, but really, it's just fluttered points. They make no sense. And they want to take this guy's livelihood away from him for what? Something that they took offense to, that they took out of context.
Yeah, exactly. And again, if you don't like that style of humor, why the fuck are you going to the shows? Why are you tuning into it? Like, why does a comic doing his job and making fun of everything, what the fuck? Like, if you don't like that shit, stay away. But don't fucking ruin it for the rest of the people that do like it. Like, don't be that guy.
Yeah, and so as we pull it back into sports, if they start doing that, that's what they're essentially doing. You know, they're taking away something that everybody, not everybody, but a majority of people love, that they grew up doing, that they enjoy watching. They enjoy being together, the camaraderie or whatnot, the fuck you attitudes when you're in the stands. All that stuff means something to us. It may not mean nothing to you, but it may mean something to somebody else, you know, and it's not like, you know, 100% of the people taking away your viewpoints. Yeah, you might not like something. Yeah, you may be offended with something, but you know what? Move along. Just go be offended somewhere else, you know, because other people are really not offended over what you think, you know, is impropriety to your life.
Yeah, it's creeping into everywhere, right? I mean, and like, you know, I'm worried for the movie industry and the entertainment industry because, you know, like it's killing it. You know, the entertainment industry is like, you know, really killing it right now, especially like Alec Baldwin.
He's killing it though, right? You remember the times when you get those pop cap guns at the store and you're like, I wish this would work. Is that going too far?
That's what he did. We walked to this set. Wish a motherfucker would. I wish a motherfucker would.
Jeebus Christ, man. I mean, okay, so it happened with Brandon Lee. You know, it happened, I forgot the actor's name, but the Twilight Zone, when the helicopter landed on him. Granted, it wasn't a prop gun, but it was a prop helicopter. There's been deaths in movies, you know, even going back to, you know, I think it was Ben-Hur, one of the actors died, but they couldn't cut out the scene, you know, because they didn't have the advancement of the technology we have today. So, I mean, fuck's sake, really?
I was like, wait, what? And then, you know, started looking into it, and I'm all fucking prop gun, and, you know, it's still firing some shit off, and...
Wow. Well, we go back to the whole Brandon Lee and the Crow days, you know, when he was killed with the prop gun. And that was supposed to be a defining point in this time and space for filmography, where they were supposed to be, you know, safety checks with these type of guns. They were supposed to have only certain times where these guns were used, you know, pointed, whatever the case may be, to prevent any deaths in the future. And look what we're doing now. I mean, he's up for gun control, right? I mean, so did he win?
There's no irony there, right?
None whatsoever that I can reach for. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Mitchie's one of those motherfuckers that looks at the gun and like points the barrel and like fucking looks down it.
I wouldn't wish this on anybody I hate in the future, you know, but God sakes, fuck, really? I mean, you know, at least he should have done a Russian roulette thing, you know, see if it worked. Click, 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 click.
The thing's not even fucking loaded. Look.
Ooh. Brings me back to Weird Science. I mean, for fuck's sakes, man. I mean, you know, safety went out the window on that one. I wonder where OSHA's at now.
Fucking having a heart attack. Imagine the insurance company right now
going fucking crazy. Cinematographer death is probably getting paid pretty good. Her salary's pretty up there, you know what I'm saying?
Probably cost lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah, loss of income and everything. I mean, that's horrible. Her family's gonna be, you know, livid over the years, but for fuck's sakes, you know, come on. It's a fucking prop gun. It could kill someone. Fucking make sure that it works before an actor has it, and give them gun safety tips so they're not pointing it somewhere where they shouldn't.
Yeah, like I could see if it was another actor, you know what I mean? It was during the scene, but it doesn't seem like it was during the scene. It seems like it was fucking around and
pow. Yep, just one of those situations. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Yeah, and it is, you know, it is a fucked up situation. It's just, but at the same time, like, again, like going back to what you said, like, have somebody, you have like you're on a movie set that I'm sure is making millions and millions of dollars. You can't have a motherfucker like go out back and like, you know, pop off a couple rounds, make sure the shit works before.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that in Something About Mary? Yeah, pop off a couple of rounds. Make sure that you're good to go.
And when it comes back with ears intact and nothing dripping from there, then you know, like, hey, it's safe to use on set.
Is that hair gel that you're using? You know, we make light about this. We make joke, but there is no joke about it. I mean, somebody died, for God's sakes, for a play gun. You know, come on. For God's sakes. You know, be safe out there because nobody else is going to do it. And you know what? If you're stupid enough to kill somebody or yourself, then hey, guess what? Thin end of the herd.
Right. It's, I mean, could you imagine if he would have pointed it himself? Like, and.
You know what? We would have been better off, I guess. But either way, it still would have been a tragedy.
At least they wouldn't have lost a cinematographer.
Yeah, that's true. We would have lost Trump, too.
If only.
Yeah, well, you know, Donald Trump's probably going to be on the air soon. I told him not to do it. He did it anyway.
Those are some of the best blanks that you can get anywhere. And believe me when I tell you that, because I know blanks. And these are just absolutely superb. The best. The best
blanks ever. Superb. I love them. I love them a lot. They're going to get them soon. Alec Baldwin blanks. Oh, my gosh, man.
I wonder if they do that on SNL. Alec Baldwin blanks. And he just like he runs a gun store for like like a prop gun store.
You know what? He's been on there knocking Trump. I doubt they're even going to go there. I think they're going to give him a lot of leeway because they love him so much. You know, when you suck someone's balls for a long time, you tend to love them.
Oh, man. Well, that was definitely social media losing its shit this week over that. That was like just, what, a few days ago?
Yeah, it just recently happened. Fucking nuts, man. People going fucking crazy out on the curb. People going fucking crazy in the movies. Everybody's going fucking crazy.
It's
you know what's even crazier than that?
Mm-hmm.
My fucking fantasy football wins, bitch!
And I guess it brings us to that.
Yeah. Have the Bears helped you any little bit winning that, huh?
Nope. I'm pretty sure they're still getting their ass kicked at the moment. Let's see. It's, well, yes.
Well, yes.
I mean, I'm doing well this week. Sort of.
Well, I still have to wait and see because my numbers are a little bit low. I might actually lose this one, but hey, you know what? Being in the lead, I think I could give one up.
The only reason that I'm probably still, I may pull off a win is because the other, Alley Cat's not paying attention and two of the players are, they have bye weeks.
Hey, so what are we going to do for the loser of this little fantasy football? Are they going to have to get a tattoo? Are they going to have to wear a tutu at a football game, run up and down the bleachers? What are they going to do?
Immortalized as a loser in meme.
Because I'll tell you what, man. The last time I was in a fantasy football league, I had the trophy of Gary Busey. So, yeah, that was pretty good.
That is good. That's really good, actually.
We had the Busey. And it was the coked up crazy fiend Busey. And his image was on top of the trophy. And you got your name on the plaque and everything.
What other type of Busey is there?
The werewolf Busey. But he was still coked up back then, too. So. Oh my gosh! Yeah, we gotta do something fun for this team if we're gonna continue this on. I mean, first year we'll let it slide, but next year, if we do this, we gotta definitely have a loser and a winner.
Yep. I'm all for that.
Maybe an atomic sit-up or something like that. And if you people don't know what an atomic sit-up is, well, we're not going to tell you. It's basically when you're laying down on the ground and some other guys are putting a towel over your head. And one guy is doing a sit-up and he's got this towel. He's like, and he grunts and he gets it up there. You know, he does a sit-up like a man. The next person you're pranking, he gets down and the towel's over his eyes. And he's going with another brother, pulling his pants down with his butt in the air. And then they let the towel go. So he gets a brown nose. But we would never tell you that because we're above that in our culture.
It's not for the faint of heart, people.
But it's funny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was never the moons over my hammy. I was the guy that showed how to do the sit-up, so I lucked out there. And let's just say someone forgot to wipe and another person got a brown nose.
That's it don't always work out like that. There was the person that had been there and saw like how the prank was, and so then we were like, all right, well, get down and show this person how to do it, and like thinking that, you know, he was gonna like he wasn't gonna get pranked. And so as soon as he fucking laid down and the towel went over, somebody else went over and like sit down and pulled down your pants, and then he like did it, and then they let go and he's all bah.
You did it. Oh my god. It's good times, right?
Everybody was fucking dying. The guy that was about to do it was like, what the fuck? I don't want to do that. They're like, nah, Dick, never mind. that bullet wasn't for you.
Oh, but the next bullet certainly will.
And so then the next time we're like, hey, come show this guy how to do it. The one that like saw everything go out, he's like, nah, I'm good. Okay. He's on. I don't like sit-ups. I don't know how to do them. Fuck that.
Here's an educational chart that I created.
And I started laughing. I'm like, we're not going to do it to you.
Not really.
That would have been sweet if we got him twice in a row, though.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, I like dudes. Back in the day, you know, football rivalries were huge where I grew up. And my uncle was actually on the team that I played for in high school. And his center was like 300 plus. He's just a huge guy, right? So the people, you know, you don't understand. We're teenagers at this time, and we got parents saying some bad things. We're talking, you know, as we were talking earlier, what they said to Aaron Rodgers. We're talking parents, 30-year-olds talking to teenagers, you know, wishing bad things on their parents and horrible things on you. It's like, fuck sakes, man, leave us alone, you know? We understand there's rivalry, but you shouldn't be cursing at teenagers and whatnot. So they're yelling at the bus and what, you know, just telling them where to go and how to get there. And this big fat guy goes, you know what? Fuck you. He pulls down his pants on the bus and puts his big old butt cheeks right up against the window. He presses down too, so they could see the brown starfish right in the center. So everyone's throwing stuff. Oh, you know, you're horrible. Well, they didn't even understand the things they were saying. That wasn't the best part of the joke, though. You know, when he pulled his pants back up and, you know, sat back down, there was a nice brown streak right in the middle of the window. So I guess the joke was on the guys in the bus because you could smell it, too. Oh. You know, the things you do for sports, right?
Right. And yeah, that's the kind of shit that's like, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you know, we had a crosstown rivalry. You know, we would decimate their wooden post, you know, their podium, and they would destroy our bushes. You know, it was just back and forth thing. They had a streaker one game, just running right through the field. One of the teenagers in the high school just running. And it was like, oh, my God, go, go, go. The refs are trying to tackle. Oh, let him finish. Touchdown. The funny part about it was he was not well hung.
What's that girl? What's that chick running across the field for?
I'm a boy, and it's cold. Leave me alone.
Like Seinfeld, they get smaller. I was in the pool.
Yeah, the pool's a mile away. Really, there was water around. Yeah, you know, some of the things, man, back in the day, you don't understand unless you play the sports, you know. So if you've never played sports, never touched a football, baseball, kicked a foosball around, whatever the case may be, you know, shut the fuck up. You know nothing.
Yeah, and a lot of people that are complaining about different things, sports, comedy, movies, prop guns, are all people that have never fucking done any of it.
And well, I've done prop guns. I've had little cap guns, so I'm good.
You know, people that fucking follow gun safety. You know, it's kind of fucking irritating. It's just kind of like, what the fuck do you know about it? You know, like,
yeah, really.
Like, why are you over here talking shit? Like, when did you just sit there and Google shit? Is that how you know? Like, what's the deal? You know? He's fucking,
well, you know, I'm not a director and I don't do movies or anything, you know, and I got to say so. But if someone actually listened to me, I'd kind of be shocked. Like, what the fuck you listen to me for? It's just an opinion.
You know, it's just, why did we start complaining so much?
I don't know, because everybody got a participation trophy, I think.
Fuck.
Maybe. You remember back in the day when there was a winner and a fucking loser and the losers hated everybody because they lost, you know?
Congratulations on coming in second.
Second loser. I mean, really, that's all you are is a fucking loser, right? You're not second place. I mean, fuck sakes. Did you participate? Yeah, but not well because you didn't win.
And it was like first place and then consolation. It wasn't second place. It wasn't third place. It was consolation.
Consolation prize, you know. And you know, when I was a kid, you know, and I got second place, like, or third place, or no place, because let's be honest, I really wasn't that good at anything I did as a kid. My parents would be like, "Oh, but you got a prize." I'm like, "I didn't get a prize. I got a fucking ribbon. It's not the color I want. I'm a blue color." But back then, you know, parents understood, you know, and even though they were trying to be nice, they understood that that was what we were aiming to be, as winners. You know, whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to making, you know, children aim for a higher limelight rather than being, you know, happy with just being second place? You know, no one's happy with second place. You don't get raises at second place. You don't fucking get accolades at second place. You get prizes and winnings from first place. Just look at all the hot girls that are getting all that money. They don't get all that money for nothing just by looking second place.
The ribbon thing reminded me of some shit I did back in the day. There was this this kid on my team, and we went to the same school. It was one of the school teams, so like he was getting on my nerves and like talking shit, and we had gone to this fucking class field trip to like the county fair, and so they had like these like fucking stickers or whatever of like different shit that it said on ribbons or different sayings from around the fair.
Right.
One of them said fucking best in breed, and like the best in breed ribbon, and so, or best in show, and so fucking this dude had fucking won this award, and he like fucking left it on his desk, and they had these fucking stickers. And so I took the fucking best in breed one and I fucking put it right in the middle, and then fucking he didn't notice until he had taken a couple of pictures already holding the fucking certificate.
Nice.
Fuck that asshole, that's what he gets.
He went for show winning bull balls.
Prize heifer.
Took the milk, the liberty to milk your cow. We don't have a cow. We have a bull, though.
That's always a trip when, like, you know, teammates are fighting, like, fucking the Lakers, the Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis. You see that bullshit this week? They were in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I heard they were in Phoenix. No, I didn't see nothing until you mentioned that. So, do tell.
So, it's timeout. And they're talking about how to run a pick and roll on a particular play. And then these two fucking start disagreeing. And they start jawing at each other. And then, like fucking Dwight Howard goes to get up. And, like, Anthony Davis, like, grabs him by, like, the shoulders. And is, like, pushing him, like, sitting him back down. Like, pushing him down. And then, like, pushed him away. And then, like, then everybody, like, fucking jumped in the middle and, like, separated them and stuff. But... Yeah, they're like fucking this whole fucking to do because they weren't in agreement on like one fucking play.
Jeez, what the hell is wrong with people?
I'm disappointed so far in what I've seen of the Lakers this season. I thought it was going to be much better. At least with the Bears, like I know that it's not going to be. And I think I've just accepted that fact. But with the Lakers, like, they get you up there and it's just like, oh, shit, they're going to do it this time. And then it's like, nah. Or it's we've put together this fucking super team. You know, it's going to, you know, rings fucking from here to as far as the eye can see. And no, you got a few, but not like what they were talking about, and the same shit this time. At least, I mean, I know it just started, but get your shit together.
Money can't buy everything. Hey, guess what? Let's get Pat Riley back in there.
Right. Do something. It's getting embarrassing. Hurry up.
Pat Riley can get a team to work, man. I tell you what.
And don't even fucking lose to Boston this year.
Are we going to go into that again?
Probably.
What do you think about Larry Bird? Come on, really.
Fuck Larry Bird.
Anything with green and white?
Unless it's in a bowl and I'm putting a flame to it is not for me.
Or unless it's our logo.
That's true. That's true.
So be careful what you wish for. Unless you start seeing Rice and Beans podcast in gold and purple.
I mean, I'm not opposed.
We're going to start a new trend, people. And then when we're 80 years old and they're interviewing us, why did you change the logo from green and white to purple and gold? Well, fuck the Celtics.
Right? Yeah, I remember going to Boston and walking around and like all the shops with all the Celtics jerseys, and I was all, whoa. I felt like Ace Ventura in the second movie when he walks into the in the room with all the trophies and he's all, ah.
I'm like, well, first of all, you got to say Bastin, and second of all, you got to be a dick.
I was there a week earlier than when the fucking that whole bombing at the Boston Marathon happened. Like, I stood on those fucking bleachers, and then the next week when it was in the news, I was all, oh shit.
Wait a minute. Did you say you got away with something?
They never fucking found out.
Hey, this is satire, folks. He didn't really bomb the bleachers. Calm the fuck down.
They got the person that did it.
The one we wanted.
Right. That's what he was paid for. I mean, that's what he said he was going to do. I mean, Patsy. You can talk to our lawyers at the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Yeah, they work under fuck you. That's a Japanese firm, by the way.
Is that a, that was a subsidiary of Fukmi, right?
No, Fukmi was the was a different subsidiary that actually really trolled people. It's Fuk you, see, because that way we don't get fucked.
Right, right.
Never get those confused. And never drop the soap. Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, fights among, you know, coworkers, players. It's just going fucking nuts out there. I mean, why the fuck would you start an argument, you know, with someone on your own team about how a certain play should be run? I mean, God's sakes, man. Get your head into the game because you're in it to win it, not for yourself.
It's like, yo, man, there's people watching. Do you mind? We got company.
Yeah, really. Fucking hold yourself on a different pedestal.
Right? It's like when you got company over, your friends come over to chill, and then all of a sudden you got siblings that just start fucking like brawling like right in the middle of everything. It's like, yo, would you mind? We got company. You take it outside?
Yeah, really?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, as we were talking before, you know, about sports and all the things that we've been talking about. Yeah. We go on to, you know, this day in history, you know, October 24th, 2021, not this day of this year, but going back in depths of time, back in the day, as we go through sports, there's been very poignant in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, some of it's before our time, some of it's not. Maybe we got an 80-year-old actually listening to some of our subject matter, the bullshit that we spew. But going back 1965, you know, the Vikings, Fran Tarkenton, throws 470 yards and 3 touchdowns in a game. I mean, really, the 3 touchdowns and a 42-41 victory over the Frisco 49ers. You don't see that back in 65, right? I mean, that's kind of a big deal, don't you think?
The closest thing to that, and I think it was 65, was Al Bundy scored 4 touchdowns in that one game.
Oh, my God. He's a high school legend. Oh, and now he's selling shoes.
So can you imagine those two historic moments going on at the same time? Well, I guess it wouldn't have been at the same time. Bundy's would have been on Friday night, right, when all the high schools play. And then, you know, the Vikings would have played on Sunday, or unless it was a Monday night game. But, you know, relatively in the same week, you had, you know, two historic events going down.
I mean, you had the Lunar-Saturn, you know, alignment, and then you had the Mars-Neptune alignment. So, and then finally, you know, everyone got hit in Uranus. On this day in 1976, Chuck Foreman rushes for 200 yards and two touchdowns for the Vikings. Wow, the Vikings were killing it. Two touchdowns and a 31-12 victory over the Eagles. Nobody likes the Eagles except for the Eagles fan. I mean, really, Eagles fans fuck in the shitter, right? I mean, come on, really?
Is that the Buffalo Bills Stadium?
Who are they playing? I think it was the Bills Stadium, yeah.
The Bills Mafia.
And all you heard in the background were the fucking fans going, come on, let them finish. Come on, let them finish. And so the cops let them finish, but they did some fucking in a fucking toilet. But you know what it was? Was a small white chick and this very dark Mexican. So, hey, kudos to the Mexican.
He snagged him a white one.
That's right. She wasn't that fat. She was cute. If you don't believe me, look it up.
Yeah, go back into the archives. We covered some of that in, I think, season one or season two. It was sex at the Bills Stadium.
Nice. You know, this is more my time. 79, Dan Fouts sets NFL record with fourth straight 300-yard game. This was against the Raiders, it looks like. Yeah, 45-22 score. This is so I grew up in San Diego as a little kid, you know, and I was there for, 7 years? And you could hear the whole street just fucking going crazy when Fouts would score, when the Chargers did good, Kellen Winslow, you know, Ralph Bernerska, all them, you know, all these, you know, gods, idols of football. You could hear them down in Jack Murphy Stadium score and the fans all over the place cheering. So, you know, I hold this one to my heart a little bit.
Right on. I always wish that I lived close enough to like a stadium to hear, like, you know, the game or the fans, you know, like cheering in the stadium. Closest thing I got was I grew up in East LA and in Boyle Heights, so like on the edge of where downtown LA ends and like East LA starts, and I could see Dodger Stadium, and so I could see and hear the fireworks from there, and that part was cool. But I could see the lights, and you could kind of like make out like if it was a packed house or not, but not close enough to hear it. So that's kind of cool. I always wonder what that would be like.
I hate to destroy your childhood history, but those were fireworks. Those were gunshots, and it was a riot.
Either way, it was a good show.
Well, one of the poignant things I remember at Jack Murphy was the Rolling Stones came through town, and my parents dropped us off to be, you know, sat by baby. Yeah, I think that's how it went. And, you know, you can actually hear the rock concert from where we were at. I mean, we weren't super close, but you could hear a lot of shit go down, you know.
Nice.
1992, Toronto Blue Jays take the World Series title outside of the U.S. for the first time. So the Toronto Canadians, yeah, they got the Tukes, yeah, they won the World Series and took it up into Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, I remember people being like, "Well, you know, baseball, American sport." I'm like, "No, it says the World Series." I'm like,
that's best you in the got world. The Expos, Montreal Expos, Toronto Blue Jays, and I think that's about it. So it was the North American World Series, North American Series.
Right. I always want to see what happens if a fucking team from Japan wants to throw their hat in the ring and be like, yo, it says world, right?
Well, they won 4-3 against Atlanta Braves. And then, you know, funny note on that, that's when Snow came out with Informer. So I guess it was two World Series won that year. Oh, was it 91? Something like that. Anyway.
Close enough.
In 1998, Ricky Williams became leading scorer of the NCAA Division I in history.
Yep, I remember that. Yep. I was still playing, ball, and so I was, you know, following along with college and NBA closely. And I remember that shit. I'm watching him go off that season, and was just like, holy shit!
Yeah, he was a juggernaut. 428 career points, scoring 2 touchdowns and a 30-20 victory against Baylor.
Dude was a beast.
Yeah, he was. He was a great running back into his NFL history.
Yeah, it was. Where did he end up? He ended up in Texas, didn't he? For a little while.
Yeah, it was Texas. In 2004, the New England Patriots, your favorite football team, extended their NFL victory streak to 21 games. So they marked that bench point with 13-7 win over AFC East rival, the New York Jets. Is that really a rival? Is it? I mean, it's the Jets. Was it a rival?
The Browns this season almost like fucking did that reverse record, because weren't they or not yeah. the Browns, not the Browns, sorry. Who was it? They had a fucking 20 game losing streak.
Oh, it had been the Browns.
No, because they won games last season.
Maybe it was the Cowboys.
Them boys. Wouldn't surprise me, but
I mean, but you know, saying it's a rivalry with the Jets is like saying it's just a cold sore.
I cut myself shaving.
In 2004, Emmitt Smith breaks Walter Payton's record for 100th yard rushing game. Yeah, and guess where he did it with?
Where?
Arizona, baby.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he was a Cardinal at that time, and you know, getting out of his career at that point.
Yeah, I lost sight of that guy when he left Dallas. I was like, oh, I just assumed he was done, like he just was retiring.
No. He came to the Cardinals and actually played before we had our stadium in Glendale. Here, it was down in the Sun Devil Stadium down in Tempe, over on the ASU campus over there.
No shit.
Yeah. In 2010, D'Angelo Hall ties NFL record with 4 interceptions in a single game. That's pretty impressive. It doesn't sound impressive a lot, but 4 interceptions in a game? That's fucking nuts, man.
I mean, it sounds impressive unless it was against, like, you know, Jay Cutler or, you know, fucking any of the Bears quarterbacks. Except for this new kid.
So the Redskins won 17-14 against Chicago. You had it open your mouth.
Surprising.
The Bears. Oh my gosh, it's been a bumpy
road.
Yeah, you know it. 4 interceptions in a game, and your best team's involved.
I'm not surprised.
In 2012, Pablo Sandoval hits 3 home runs in the World Series to lift the Giants to a win. So it looks like they're playing the Detroit Tigers, and it was an 8-3 in the opener. So he takes him to task, man.
That was a night he doggy punched his girlfriend twice in the head.
Probably. That's what solidifies 3 home runs. I hit 3. I'm going for 4, bitch. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, not to keep college out of the mix, 2015, Lance Austin returns block kick to lead Georgia Tech to upset win over number 9 Florida State.
Oh, I remember seeing the highlight reel on that one, and it was just like, why the fuck are they showing? I'm like, oh, wow. I started looking at it, I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, nope. Yep, there he goes.
So back in the day, even to today, you know, the Florida regiment, you know, their teams have been phenomenal. You know, their defensing, their whole playbook, you know, for offense and whatnot, they just kill it. But to run back on a kick like that and defeat one of those juggernauts, that was nuts.
A lot of pissed off people.
A lot of people losing bets.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that was a wrap up on all the wrap ups that happened this day back in history.
Shit. Let's try saying that 3 times fast.
No. Give me some booze and I'll try.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. Thanks again for tuning in. We are winding down this season of Rice and Beans. We told you it was going to be a shorter format this time around, and so we're going to go ahead and get these last couple of episodes out for you to enjoy, and we're still going to do the pop-up shows and the Rice and Beans radio in the intermission between the seasons. And Big O and I are going to go back into the drawing room and get another whole season planned out and ready for you guys. So that'll be coming up shortly, but we'll keep things going and we'll stick around for you.
Yes, we love you. And remember, if a cunt smoked your last blunt, if a work makes you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look to Rice and Beans for a little afternoon delight.
Well said, sir.
Peace.